From the historic campus of Hillsdale College in Hillsdale, Michigan, where the good, the true, and the beautiful are taught, nurtured, and honored, this is the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, bringing the activity and education of the college to listeners across the country.
We're not going to turn our country around unless we have a revival of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Study, learn, and teach. Everybody you know. Make the people around you better.
This is your host, Scott Bertram, and that's Dr. Larry Arn, our first guest on today's program. Dr. Arn, thanks for joining us.
Very good to be here, Scott.
We're joined now by Victor Davis Hansen, Distinguished Fellow of History at Hillsdale College, Senior Fellow at the Hoover Institution.
I think we're in a new stage of progressivism, and there's an idea that they have now controlled the major institutions, and their attitude now is, what are you going to do about it?
Talking with Molly Hemingway here on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour.
The whole campaign approach for Joe Biden is to be able to be called a moderate, even as everybody kind of understands that what's happening in the Democratic Party is that it's increasingly radicalizing.
Final question for Mark Levin, the brand new book, On Freedom of the Press.
I think they don't care. There's an arrogance in these newsrooms. There's a camaraderie of ideology, a monopolistic ideology.
Joined now by U.S. Senator Tom Cotton.
Arlington National Cemetery is our nation's cemetery. As the seal of the cemetery says, it's our most sacred shrine. And it seems almost destined by a secret design of Providence, to borrow from Tocqueville, to be that national cemetery.
Larry Elder is with us. Larry, we've all heard this about Clarence Thomas. He doesn't count, right? He's not black anymore.
It's pretty disgusting, isn't it? There's a prominent magazine, and every year they had a feature called the 100 Most Influential Black Americans, Scott. And every year, absent from that list are Clarence Thomas, Tom Sowell.
Dr. Gary Wolfram is our first guest on today's program. He is William Simon Professor of Economics and Public Policy, Director of Economics and Professor of Political Economy at Hillsdale College. We talk at length with Dr. Wolfram about capitalism.
Well, capitalism is a system where you have voluntary exchange and you have private property rights. I mean, that's fundamentally what capitalism is.
We're joined by Dr. Dan Copeland, Chairman of the Education Department and also Professor of Education at Hillsdale College. We talk today about Treasure Island.
I have great affection for this story. This is one of the first stories that I can remember as a child, being exposed to.
We hear now from Judge Amy Coney Barrett, who's on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. She recently gave a lecture and a Q&A at Hillsdale College's Kirby Center in Washington, D.C. It was on May 21st of 2019.
Being a judge takes courage. You are not there to decide cases as you may prefer.
Talking with Dr. Brad Berzer on westward expansion. A year after the Louisiana Purchase, the Lewis and Clark Expedition begins. I've heard you describe this as not just one of the greatest events in American history, but in human history. What makes it so?
Yeah, I would rank it as one of the greatest events in human history.
Joined now by U.S. Senator Mike Lee, and his new book is Our Lost Declaration.
It's got some legitimacy by virtue of the fact that it is the document that acknowledged, hey, we're on our own. We're not flying the Union Jack anymore.
Continuing our conversation with Dr. Alan Gelzo, senior research scholar at Princeton, on the life of General Robert E. Lee. How would you describe his military prowess? What was his particular skill as a general?
He had great strategic vision.
David Azarad, our first guest on today's program. David is assistant professor and research fellow at Hillsdale College's Van Andel Graduate School of Government in Washington, D.C. What is woke capitalism?
Well, it's the widespread phenomenon that I think everyone now sees, that basically Fortune 500 companies, but you also see it trickling down